one here, the rowdies one there, they kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas and looking forward to the new year starting in just a couple of days. Today we're going to look back at 2013, the year in soccer, give our thoughts on the big year of 2014 coming up, which of course includes the World Cup. We'll have Lancers Wall of Famers Dick Howard and Michael Lewis with us for that discussion and debate. In just a moment we'll be joined by the scorer of the game-winning goal in Friday's 10-5 win by the Lancers over Pennsylvania, Victor native Sean Somerville. And now let's bring in the venerable host of our show, Joe Redcard Sirianni.
Andrew, good evening, everyone, and it's cold outside. Mamma mia, that's the way we say it in Italy. But, you know, it's warm where we are, and
Almost wasn't today.
Yeah, almost wasn't. But soccer, it's warm in the heart anyway, and, you know, we're going to be talking soccer, and we're going to be looking for spring to come. But we're also going to look for the Lancers to patronize them, so, and in the warmth of the Blue Cross Arena. So all of you that have a chance, whether you went there or not, you got to make an effort to go and see the beautiful show that the soccer Sam and all his compatriots, all his business people put out in the lobby, music, the beautiful dancers, and I don't know what else you can say. And
I have something you can say. You can say that the next match is New Year's Day, Wednesday. It starts at 3 p.m., so I'm sure you'll be awake by then after your New Year's festivities. The Missouri Comets, one of the best teams in the league, will be coming into town, I believe, for the only time this season. So good chance to see one of the better teams in the MISL. Again, game starts at 3 o'clock. Gates open at 1:30, so invite everyone to come down. It's our last chance to see the Lancers for a couple of weeks as they'll be going on the road for an extended road trip. So right now, let's bring in the scorer of the match-winning goal on Friday against Pennsylvania. He's a native of Victor, so I'm sure all the people in Victor are listening here. By the way, if you're listening outside of Rochester, Victor is a town. Well, suburb is a town outside of Rochester, not too far away. A lot of people, including my brother, lives there. So I also live there. Sean Somerville. Sean's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. Again, this Wednesday, New Year's Day, the Lancers will host the Missouri Comets starting at 3 p.m., and then they'll hit the road on Friday against St. Louis, and then against Missouri once again, this time in Missouri on Sunday afternoon. Call 872-KICK or to rlancers.com to get your tickets. Sean, good evening and welcome back to Rochester.
Hey, how are you? Thank you. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here on the show and to be playing for the city that I grew up in.
This is Andrew Battisti here and the legendary Joe Sirianni with us as well, as always. He's the host. I just fill in here.
No,
so
you're the brain of the show. Sean, it's just, you played in Chicago, which was cold. Now you play in frigid Rochester. Which city do you prefer, aside of the fact that you were born here?
Well, I mean, I prefer playing in Rochester because it's my home, and I know a lot of people, and it's great seeing familiar faces in the stands and being able to do what you love in front of the people that you love. And so I would prefer Rochester, but I'm always going to have that that liking in my heart for my first ever MISL experience in Chicago.
Well, Sean, tell us about playing here for the Lancers versus Chicago, because, you know, some people say that it's tougher to play in front of your hometown fans because they may be a little more
demanding
or critical, or but some people say they like to play in front of the hometown fans because their family's there, their friends are there, and it gives them more incentive. So what do you think about that?
I think it has its pluses and its negatives. I mean, playing in Chicago with people that you don't know, I mean, generally you play, you know, just you focused on the game and stuff, and whereas in, you know, in your hometown, if you're playing in front of all of 1,000 or two, or even, you know, our last game, near 8,000 people, you're going to know quite a bit of them. There's a little bit more of a magnifying glass on you, and you kind of got to perform, which, I mean, at this level, you need to perform all the time. But there's definitely pluses and negatives, and I actually like playing in front of the people that I know.
Sean, just, following up with what we just asked you, tell us a little bit about your soccer career. You're playing. How do you start it? The indoor, the outdoor, and which one you prefer?
I mean, my soccer career, it's got a lot of history. I mean, I first started playing when I was three, when I was little, in Seattle, Washington, because that's where I was born. And then we bumped around to Chicago, and then back to Seattle, and then over to Victor, New York, due to my father's job, and just always played soccer. I played baseball and basketball and other sports, but soccer was my first love. And then growing up playing in Victor, I played for VF United, and then played for the Junior Rhinos Club soccer, and then played for Victor High School, and went on to go to Roberts Wesleyan College and transferred out of there, and went to Syracuse and played at Syracuse University. And then from graduating, I went abroad. I went over to Europe. I went to England and went on a bunch of trials with Northampton and Bursko FC, Chorley FC, and a couple of teams up in England. And then flew over to Portugal and played in the Algarve Cup championship with a team that I was trialing out with, and was over there for 2 or 3 weeks playing, and then my visa expired, and I couldn't obtain a work permit, so I flew home and ended up training with the Lancers for the first season of the team's beginning, and in 2011, and then went down and played for a PDL team down in West Virginia outdoors. And then went up to Chicago and tried out for the Soul and made the indoor team there. And then now I'm here in Rochester playing for the Soul, or for the Lancers. And it's just been tryouts after tryouts, and just the never giving up attitude, and just having faith, you know, and believing in my dream and myself. And definitely a lot of people in Rochester supported me. And we're part of that dream as well, including my family. But I love outdoor. Outdoor soccer is phenomenal. I grew up playing outdoor. But indoor is a whole different animal. You know, it's, like you said, it's an exciting game, fast-paced, lots of contact. A lot of my friends that played football at Syracuse came to our game against Syracuse this year, and they're like, I didn't realize how aggressive and how much contact there was in this sport. It's so fast-paced and lots of scoring. It's completely different. And so I kind of describe it as a cross between basketball, hockey, and soccer. Just to the two-point and three-point line, which is like basketball, and then hockey with the shifts and the penalties and the man down and power plays. And then soccer, obviously, is the main sport. But it's really exciting, and I love it. And it's a new game in a way that you kind of have to hone your tools and your skills, and but I love both outdoor and indoor.
I was trying to explain to a friend of mine the difference between soccer, you know, indoor soccer and outdoor soccer, of course, you know, the game's completely different. But one of the things that, you know, I tried to emphasize, you know, to my friend, it was that indoor soccer, it's a completely different game in a sense that, you know, when you kick the ball to hit the boards, you know where the ball, you got to know where the ball's going to come back to. Am I correct? I mean, you guys practice that to know, you know, what part of the board you should hit and where you should be positioned or your teammates should be. Is that the strategy?
Yes, it's like using another person on the field. The boards are, I mean, generally from practicing, you know, every day and playing on the pitches in the Blue Cross Arena or whether or not we're away, definitely you should know where to be. And the misconception is, you know, when you're dribbling down and you see somebody, you know, cutting towards the middle of the box and they yell board, it's really just like a pass. It's like a wall pass off of another player, essentially, and you're supposed to pass it off the boards, and it'll ricochet right, you know, in that guy's path. But a lot of the times people, you know, hit it too hard or whatnot. But you definitely are more aware and know the bumps and everything, especially when you're on home field advantage. But, you know, anything can happen in the indoor game. Let's say, like, I hit the board, you know, or I hit the near post shot, and it hits the boards and bounces back out. Well, you know, if it ricochets the wrong way, the other team could be on, you know, a 3v2 advantage. But from practicing all the time and everything, you're definitely more aware of all the bumps and where the ball will be.
Here is Sean Somerville of the Lancers. The Lancers in action on Wednesday, New Year's Day, against Missouri. 3 p.m. kickoff at the Blue Cross Arena. And, Sean, the Lancers have had some injury problems this year, especially on the offensive end. But you really stepped up, teaming up with Mauricio Salas, especially in the third quarter against the Pennsylvania Roar on Friday night. You scored a goal that was assisted by Mauricio, and then you set up Mauricio for a goal that gave the Lancers an 8-5 lead. So what's it like working with Mauricio, one of the top scorers in the league?
Mauricio is somebody who's really dynamic, and he has a lot of experience both indoor and outdoor. And being able to play with him is kind of an honor, and it's also, you know, a learning experience too. You know, he teaches me a lot of things, and being able to set him up for his first goal this year, you know, I found it as a privilege, and it's nice to be on the field with somebody that has that much experience and a veteran. And definitely learn a lot from him.
I know this weekend you have, besides the game against Missouri on Wednesday, Lancers have to travel out to the Midwest to take on St. Louis on Friday. St. Louis beat Syracuse over the weekend in St. Louis, so they know they're going to be tough. And then Missouri again on Sunday. So there's no rest for the weary. 3 games in 5 days for the Lancers. How are you guys preparing for this big stretch coming up?
Well, I mean, we're trying to get everyone healthy as much as possible. I mean, 15 suit up, but, you know, when you have 3 games in 5 days and stretches like these, you kind of need as many healthy bodies as you can, you know, 18 preferred. We're definitely training. We're training hard, and we're looking forward to the first game and taking it one game at a time. And ultimately, you know, after, you know, we play Missouri this Wednesday at 3, at home, and after that, then you move on and look at the next game, and you have to study the game and film and whatever team. You know, we played St. Louis before, but each team's improving and getting better and better. So, I mean, every team's new. So you kind of got to just prepare for one game at a time and try and stay as healthy as you can, and that's what we have a great staff. You know, we got Dave DePasquale, our trainer, and you got John Bertacurdy, and even previous player Kyle Mantic helping out, and they do a really good job. And the coach definitely, Coach Reif gears each training session pretty well to how guys are feeling. And you know, he was a player himself, so he knows.
One more thing, you know, I guess because the game on Wednesday, New Year's Eve, you know, it's out of the window, right? You got to stay home and rest.
Yeah. I mean, everyone, all my friends, because I'm home, you know, everyone's like, hey, man, do you want to go out? Do you want to go dance? Do you want to go do this or do that? And honestly, it's like, no, I really can't. I'm going to stay in and relax and hydrate and probably watch some game film and just hang out with family. And because we do have the game New Year's Day, and it's a really big game, and it's against one of the best teams in the league, Missouri Comet. And, you know, like I said, you're always under the microscope or a magnifying glass, and you always want to perform your best. So what better way to eat well, hydrate, get good rest, and be prepared for Wednesday? And plus, it's my parents' anniversary, New Year's Eve, so I figured I'd stay in with them and hang out.
You're a good son, so we want to wish you a happy New Year, and to you and your family, and congratulations to your parents on their anniversary, and we wish you a great victory on Wednesday.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Sean, for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Okay, bye-bye. Sean Somerville here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, and the Victor area, certainly very proud of Sean. And Lancers again in action this Wednesday, 3 p.m. kickoff against the Missouri Comets at the Blue Cross Arena. It's going to be a great matchup. We beat Missouri at home before, so a victory will certainly go a long way for the Lancers in their quest to get back into the MISL playoffs this season. When we come back, we'll be joined by 2013 Lancers Wall of Famer Dick Howard. We'll talk about international soccer. We'll look back at last year. We'll look ahead to the big World Cup year of 2014 next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Listen to the fireplace roar. Beautiful, please don't hurry. Put some records on while I pour. Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell. Mind if I move in closer? What's the sense of hurting my pride? Oh, baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all the fans for supporting them during the 2013 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 18 years. 2014 Rhino season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale at the Rhinos office, 460 Oak Street, or by calling 454-KICK. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer in 2014.
Score big with Salem's! Salem's is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salem's delicious real smokehouse ham or Salem's mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salem's deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salem's.
Cougia Cougia, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kickoff 2014 with the Rochester Lancers. The Lancers take on last year's MISL runners-up, the Missouri Comets, on New Year's Day with a special starting time of 3 p.m. at Blue Cross Arena. Fans will receive free Lancers koozies, and DJ Transfiguration will be performing before the match in the atrium. Don't forget, up to three kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Call 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com, and their Facebook page is facebook.com/topnotchmonogramming. It's where you get all your Rochester Lancers gear, whether it be from the MISL or from the old NASL days as well. Go visit Tony and Michelle and tell them you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Good evening, Dick. How are things up in Toronto?
Good. Well, season's greetings to everyone and the listeners. It's a little bit better today, the weather in Toronto, so hopefully it's the same in Rochester.
It's cold here. It's very cold here. Yesterday was in the 40s. Today it's in the teens, and it's penetrating cold. It goes right to the bones.
I'm sure you've dressed warmly, Joe, and you're getting ready for some games coming up later this week, which will warm you up. See if Juve can continue their tremendous form. But, it's getting interesting, isn't it, now, with certainly the Premiership, Andrew. Are you happy with the boys in blue?
Well, after a great come-from-behind victory yesterday, I'm certainly happy. And it's always interesting to see what the special one, Jose Mourinho, has to say after a match.
Did you see the interview that he gave after the game?
Yes, I did see
it. I thought he was brilliant, especially when he was talking about all the ex-Liverpool players who are now pundits and people on TV. I thought that was brilliant, the way he did that.
It just goes to show you that...
But nobody likes him, though.
I like him. He's never lost a home match for Chelsea
in how many years now?
It's the arrogance that people don't like.
Hey, if you actually do something, it's not bragging.
So. No, and the player, he's tremendous with the man management, Joe, which is so important. But I thought that comment about the former Liverpool players who are now in the media was spot on. And obviously, when you get the comments of the Liverpool manager following the game, talking about decisions that maybe should have gone Liverpool's way. But all in all, it was a very good game, very competitive game, and we're seeing a very competitive battle in the top of the Barclays Premier League. That is for sure. It's going to go right down to the wire. Just fabulous.
It's going to be something. And boy, Liverpool at Christmas was on top of the league, and now they're down in fifth place. And when you play Manchester City and Chelsea on the road, that's what happens. But Everton, boy, Dick, I feel bad for you losing to Sunderland, the bottom team in the league at home. You could have been within 2 points of the top of the table. But things like that happen.
That shows you the frustration. You know, when you see a basic mistake being made, you know, Tim Howard playing a short kick outside the box centrally, poor first touch, player gets possession, is tripped by Tim Howard, who gets the red card. But that kind of mistake is in the amateur leagues in Rochester. It's not in the Premier League, and a very basic mistake. And it cost them, because you have to give credit then for Sunderland. They shut up shop. Their goaltender, Mignone, was absolutely superb. He was in what we call the red zone. Nothing was going to beat him on that day.
It was a great couple of weekends. Of course, now we have on Wednesday, there'll be matches. The big match will be Spurs and Manchester United. Spurs with a big win. They kept me in the fantasy suicide league by being Stoke. But then the other leagues will get started back up. Italy starts back up. Juventus has Roma. Boy, what a matchup that's going to be.
There's going to be the match of the matches. So
that will be the one. Yeah, that will be the game to watch.
That's going to be coming up over the weekend. And but Dick, we had, before we get to talking about last year and next year, big news, and I don't know. And we don't have to take it all with a grain of salt. It comes from the UK Daily Mail Online. And here's the headline: PSG planning record £210 million bid for Messi after unsettled star blasts Barca director. That translates to $350 million, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if it happens, it would send shockwaves throughout the world. But one point that was made by a couple people online that they think that if that actually happened, they would have to pay Messi so much money because of this new 75% millionaires tax in France it would, I mean, even with PSG's billionaire owners, it would certainly put a dent. And, I mean, I don't know if it'll happen. I don't think it will, but they're talking about it. And the transfer window's right around the corner.
And you're right, and it gets the print, doesn't it? When people say, "Geez, you know, how, you know, compared to all sports, it's just quite remarkable that they're opening the coffers to that extent." And as you rightly mentioned, the percentage that's paid in tax in France is really limiting a lot of clubs buying top players. But I shook my head when I read that. I could not believe it. So we'll see if it's just paper talk or whether there's some truth to it.
But
in the upcoming weeks,
let's just say that it did happen. Do you think that Messi, you know, they would have to get different players in order to have a support group for him, because he certainly is a great player, but without a support group, where would he be?
Well, this is it, Joe. You know, that when you look at individual players and you look at a situation with the Liverpool, you know, eyes are on Luis Suarez and then producing some magic, but full credit to Chelsea, they completely blotted him out for the most of the game. And that's the thing, that we should always remember, it's a team game, and if you bring in quality players, then you've got to have players that can work with and play with that kind of player. And as I say, I hope it's just paper talk, because it gets a little bit ridiculous when you're getting these kind
that
of figures mentioned.
That is my take of exactly what you said. You got to have support. You got to have a supporting cast, you know, and that's a team sport. It's funny that. You know, my thoughts and my belief has always been that you got 11 men on the field, and they start from the goalie making the save and to the guys.
You got to have a strong backbone, and it's a team game. But stay tuned, folks. It certainly gets the attention of everybody.
One player, though, you know, look at what Maradona did for Napoli back in the day. He turned that team into a championship team because he made everybody around him better.
Yeah.
And don't forget, they
and it's great for French football. It's great for French football. I think Messi would play well in French football. I don't think it would be as effective in the Premiership or the Bundesliga.
Yes,
he could be a revelation.
Well, Dick, this is, of course, our last show of the year, so I was trying to think back of some of the highlights. This was 2013 certainly was, it's the one year where there's not a major tournament going on. There's no Women's or Men's World Cup, no European Championship. The World Cup qualifying pretty much went to form. I mean, Bosnia-Herzegovina is the only new team in the World Cup this year. So what were some of your big moments from 2013?
Well, getting back to what Joe was mentioning about the team and looking at the performances of Bayern Munich, you know, Jupp Heynckes, I think it's the icing on the cake with the World Club Championship success, you know, just an outstanding season. And their performances show that they were just like a well-oiled machine, you know, and fully deserving of all the success that they got in the season. I think that's great when you have that happening, because obviously you get them people talking about, well, individual players. Yes, we've got Cristiano Ronaldo, we've got Lionel Messi, we've got Ribery and company. But I was really impressed with Bayern Munich. They were just an outstanding team.
Joe, what were some of your international highlights for 2013?
My international highlights is just that the Italy is the national team is rejuvenating themselves, and they are developing new players, and I think of course that my favorite team Juventus, it's still a strong team, a competitive team, and but above all, it's the closeness of the league in Italy. You know that, that really there's no runaway, even though Juventus is it's at the top of the table. Roma is right close to them. Napoli's not too far away. Inter is making a comeback, you know, and Fiorentina. You know, there is a lot of good teams, but you know, with my thoughts, it's about you know what soccer really has been in 2013, the women game, which I love very much. The you know the flesh, you know the national team, Abby Wambach, you know all the athletes that you know make the game that we love. They make big because of their attribute and their contribution to the game itself.
Yeah, well put, Joe. I think you're right, quite right with regards to the women's game. Certainly in North America, there's some outstanding athletes, and you mentioned one in particular, obviously Abby Wambach and Christine Sinclair, of course, in Canada. But the one thing, Andrew, that I looked at was the Confederations Cup, and what would it be like if Brazil win the World Cup next year? Jeez, having seen the celebrations following the tremendous result against Spain. And the pressure now on Brazil to, 1 year later, you know, lift the big trophy. I think that's going to be one of the great stories. And it was great from my standpoint, being able to see them and chat to, you know, Filipao and the coaching staff after their game here at the Rogers Centre in Toronto. To see them play Chile was just tremendous, because I really do feel that they could pull it off next year in their own country.
Well, it's going to be difficult with the first knockout game, I think, is the one that could really be the test. If they either Spain, Holland, or Chile certainly would have a chance. And just thinking if Brazil loses in the round of 16, which I think is certainly a possibility, what would happen then in the country? I think it could be some very interesting things that have to be prepared for by the people and the security and the people in charge of Brazil. But just mentioning real quick from 2013, I think probably the biggest news, even though I hate to admit it, the biggest news I think probably was Sir Alex Ferguson retiring, probably is the biggest news, and David Moyes becoming the new head of Manchester United and their struggles this year, I think is probably the biggest news of the year from a club standpoint. Is and then I think from the national team, I think Mexico's troubles certainly was a huge story, and them barely getting into the World Cup. But you can talk about the World Cup. Obviously, that's going to be the thing everybody is watching in 2014. And, you know, it's hard to make any predictions at this point. I just know that there's going to be some surprises, because every team is strong. There's very few weak teams in this World Cup. And I think there's going to be some teams that are going to get knocked out early, much like France and Italy were knocked out early in the last World Cup. I think you're going to see some teams going home and being very disappointed.
Yeah, I think you're quite right with regards to the quality of teams that got into the final 32, and certainly, you know, with some of the games, of course, I know that Mr. Sirianni and I will be obviously at loggerheads and have bets on with regards to the game in Manaus between the Azzurri and the Three Lions. So probably a bottle of wine, Joe.
That'd be great.
Probably be the best bet, and that will be certainly a game to watch. If I could fly in and see any game, I think that would be one. I think it would be a fabulous atmosphere and two classic rivals playing each other.
The bottle of wine is on the table. It's getting closer to me, though. Now, Dick, I just want to ask you, I had a conversation today with Mr. Bernie Acovangelo, one of our faithful sponsor of our show. And he says, how do I go about getting tickets to go to the World Cup? My question to you,
Well, you can log into the FIFA.com, the website, and that will give you all the information with regards to tickets. So that would be his best bet, to log in to FIFA.com and with regards to the ticketing.
I think it's also a good idea to talk to his favorite travel agent, too, because that probably will be a lot of package deals out there. Especially if you want to follow a specific team in the World Cup, or if you want to be in one location and just watch whatever teams are there and enjoy the, I'm sure a few weeks in Rio wouldn't be such a bad thing.
But I was
not
just
a bad idea.
I was told that the federation, they buy tickets, and for the public to buy tickets, it's very, very difficult. Is that, I don't know whether it's true or not.
Well, you've got a significant percentage that go to the host country, to Brazil, of course, and then you get a certain percentage going to all the teams that are playing in the tournament. And then you've got blocks of tickets, as Andrew says. You've got some travel agents that are able and have access to blocks of tickets as well. But I think if he goes into FIFA.com, he'll be able to get a fair bit of information with regards to that on the official site.
Well, Dick, did I say 2014 is right around the corner? I have to ask you, are you planning on going to the Ballon d'Or celebration in a couple weeks in Switzerland this year?
No, I'd love to be there, but not this year. You know, I really enjoyed it a couple of years ago when I was there, and Cristiano Ronaldo received the trophy from the Great Palais, and that was a memorable moment, but not this upcoming year, unfortunately. Got to save all my pennies to go to Brazil.
That's what we're hoping. It'll be a big year for our show, too. We have two correspondents at the World Cup in 2014, and I don't think any other show could say that. So, Dick, you and wish Anne a happy new year for us, and we'll certainly be looking forward to having you on the air next year with more great insight on international soccer. And, again, congratulations on the being inducted into the Lancers Wall of Fame. It's a long overdue.
Thanks, guys. Always a pleasure. All the best to everybody in 2014. To your listeners and to the two of you, that's great, and to Bob as well.
Yes, thank you, Dick. And
okay,
buon
guys.
Anno. Buon anno.
Ciao.
Thanks, Dick. Bye bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by another Lancers Wall of Famer, Michael Lewis. We'll talk about U.S. soccer in the past 12 months and look forward to 2014 and, of course, the U.S. in the World Cup in Brazil. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Casey Keller. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web. FM 92.1 and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The 2013 NWSL regular season champion Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during the inaugural season of the NWSL this year. 2014 Flash season tickets are now on sale and can be purchased by calling 454-KICK or online at WNYFlash.com. Don't miss out on all of the exciting NWSL action. Get your season tickets today. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Your family's growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your style and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber homes are in communities with excellent schools, parks, and all the conveniences your family needs. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta or at Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today. 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $129,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise. Kickoff 2014 with the Rochester Lancers. The Lancers take on last year's MISL runners up the Missouri Comets on New Year's Day with a special starting time of 3 p.m. at Blue Cross Arena. Fans will receive free Lancers koozies and DJ Transfiguration will be performing before the match in the atrium. Don't forget, up to three kids, 12 and under, get free admission with a paying adult. Get your tickets by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, how are things down in the Big Apple?
I think we're becoming a little like Rochester this week. Some snow and some very cold weather coming our way in the new year.
Michael, we're freezing in Rochester. It's 17.
It'll be freezing here.
It was like 17 an hour ago, and now it's like probably at 12 or 13.
Well, good thing we're inside.
Good thing. Yeah, good thing.
Well, Michael, before we get to talking about the year in review, I just want to finish up a discussion we were having last week about the all-time men's national team. And Mike Wotilla wrote an article for Soccer America about Paul Caligiuri not being a member of that all-time team, and some of the things he mentioned that I didn't even know, that Caligiuri was the only American to play every minute, except for Tony Meola, every minute of the 90 and 94 World Cups. He also played in the 95 Copa America, where the U.S. went to the semifinals and beat Argentina, and he had over 100 caps for the U.S., also played in the Gold Cup, first Gold Cup final and semifinals, I guess, that the U.S. won. So interesting that he was left off the list, which was Marcelo Balboa, Eddie Pope, Carlos Bocanegra, and Steve Cherundolo were the four defenders. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, Paul Caligiuri was on my ballot. So that's that says a lot right there. I think for what he did, for that one special moment in Port of Spain, Trinidad, on November 19th, 1989. That's just part of it. And I think you answered the rest of his history. Also the fact that he was one of the first of the modern Americans who played in Europe, in Germany, and then came back to Major League Soccer. And I just don't think he got his due. He did not get enough votes to break into the defense. I thought he was deserving. I thought he was definitely up there on the impact and his contributions. I think that's two entirely different categories I'm talking about now. Again, that one goal, and also, as you pointed out, and Mike Watala pointed out too, his history. You know, he was a very, very special player and a special person as well, too. I've gotten to know him fairly well over the years, so it's very surprising that he did not make the team.
Well, that's it was a lot of people voting, and that's what happened. And like I said, my beef was with Kobe Jones not being in the top four in the midfield because, again, he was the person who had the most caps for the United States, certainly had some great moments, played many years in Major League Soccer, but he was left off, as was a number of I'm sure people thought that deserved to be like Alexi Lalas, for example, arguably the most famous U.S. player for very many years for a number of reasons. Played in Italy, one of the few Americans to play at the top flight in Italy until the more modern era. But, I mean, again, everybody has an opinion, and that's the way it works. But I'm glad U.S. Soccer did this for their 100th anniversary, both on the men's and women's side. And we'll look forward to the next 100 years, I guess, of U.S. soccer.
We won't be here.
Well, we'll be here for a little while, I hope. Hopefully the next 100 years, Mike, will start with a successful World Cup campaign. And, you know, we're talking about the 2013, the recap, and certainly the U.S. men's national team was a big story in 2013, especially with the snow game against Costa Rica and going down into Mexico and doing very well at the Azteca and then winning again 2-0 against Mexico in Cruz Stadium and qualifying at the top of CONCACAF. So I think that certainly has to be one of the big stories of last year.
Definitely probably the biggest story. Even though people might say, well, the U.S. is expected to qualify. Yes, but I think it was the way the U.S. did it. And winning three vital games in June, and Jozy Altidore scoring in each one. And that's where, you know, Mexico fell very poorly. That's where essentially Panama fell out of the running. They were atop the CONCACAF hexagonal entering the month, and they never recovered after, I think they got 1 point out of three games, and that's just devastating. And, you know, beyond that, the U.S. with its quote-unquote B team winning the Gold Cup, that doesn't hurt show off the depth of the U.S. national team as well, too. So things are pointing in the right direction for the team, of course. We all know about the draw the U.S. got, but I think, as I've said before on this show, this is an opportunity for the United States to show that we're not just a good soccer country, but one of the best in the world. And that's the ultimate test for any team, the World Cup. And that's the reason why we got Jürgen Klinsmann as coach, and I'll try not to repeat what I've said in past shows.
Mike, you know, you're... We talk about 2013, of course, there's a lot of things, and we were talking with Dick, and I made a remark about the woman game. That has been an achievement in their part of soccer. But as we move forward in 2014, you know, looking and making a comparison or a prognostication for 2014, what do you think the soccer is going to have to do, United States soccer has to do, in order to make the game a little bit better?
Well, you said to make the game better?
Better, no, I mean more popular.
Well, just continue, you know, I guess it comes down to what the national team does, because that's the common denominator. If you get big headlines at the international arena, I think more people, more casual soccer fans, more general sports fans will turn their heads and watch. Years ago, I had a neighbor who admittedly he was not a soccer fan, and he watched the 94 World Cup, and he got more and more interested in it because he always thought soccer was kickball, essentially kickball, and he could not believe how physical the game was. Maybe it's not as physical as football, American gridiron football, thank God it isn't, but he was impressed by it. And not that he necessarily became a rabid soccer fan after it, but he got a lot more respect and he watched more soccer. And I think that's what the U.S. has to do, is play well at the World Cup, do well at the World Cup as well, too, because that's going to get headlines, it's going to get on TV, it's going to get on the Internet. All of a sudden, people are talking about it around the water coolers, as they say. I think that's probably the most important thing. It's more than just Major League Soccer doing well, growing. That's going to be helped out by the fallout of how the U.S. fares in the World Cup.
This is so important, as you said,
exactly.
Michael. I remember in 2002 when the U.S. went to the quarterfinals. I mean, these games were played well off of prime time, and everybody was talking about the U.S. beating Portugal, beating Mexico, and then playing against Germany. It was on national television. This World Cup, we've got a chance against three of the best teams that the U.S. could face in the World Cup, and if we can get out of that group and go to the knockout stage, it's going to be the biggest story. That will contribute to, like I said, talk about MLS, which they say is, according to MLS Soccer, the second biggest story is the MLS expansion. And there was talk today about how Mr. Beckham, who is not going to be knighted, by the way, there was rumors that might happen, but he's maybe bringing in a couple big hitters by the names of Jay-Z and Beyonce, along with LeBron James for the MLS Miami bid, which certainly would be huge news in this country. So it's all, I think, going to fall from the World Cup. Everything is based, and then it's going to put a lot of pressure on Jurgen Klinsmann and the national team to do well in Brazil against some tough opposition.
No doubt about it. But like I said before, you know, that's the reason why he was brought in. This is his moment, and this will be the team's moment to prove how good U.S. soccer really is. I don't mean the U.S. Soccer Federation. I mean the U.S. national team. I think he thrives on this. I mean, he didn't become a world champion by accident or a world-class player by not going up against challenges. Granted, Germany is a superpower when it comes to the world game. Different situation than the U.S., but you live and learn through something like that. And now, one time he was the student, now I guess the best way to put it, now Jurgen Klinsmann is the teacher, and he's got to teach the U.S. team how to win in the World Cup.
But the question is, does he have the horses?
To put it.
The question, Mike, is, does he have the players to make, you know, this team a good team?
I think up front he does. The midfield, I think, is the strong point of the team. I like the goalkeeping with Tim Howard and Brad Guzan. Yes, what I'm most concerned about is the defense. I don't know if it's good enough or experienced enough. I would love to have this defense around from perhaps the 2018 World Cup with some a few years under their belt. That's what my main concern is. But I really think that games come down ultimately to the midfield. If your midfield has a good game, you could keep the ball away from the other end of the field and do some damage on the other side. And ironically, in this country, I think we all grew up, the three of us, knowing that the U.S.'s strong point was defense. Now it isn't anymore, at least not in this World Cup cycle. That is my major concern about the U.S. national team.
And Mike, before we let you go, I mean, obviously the other big news of the year was Abby Wambach winning FIFA Women Player of the Year, scoring the record-breaking goal, becoming the all-time scorer in international soccer history, and playing for the Western New York Flash. So I think we certainly want to give props to Abby, and of course also named U.S. Women's Soccer Player of the Year. We can't forget that. Seems he does that all the time, but certainly a big year for Abby, and we're all very proud of her here in Rochester.
You know, no doubt, you know, whatever Abby gets in terms of honor she deserves, there's a good chance she'll be named. I would not be surprised if she's named FIFA Women's World Player of the Year again. A class act on and off the field. I hope her body survives, that she could play in the 2015 Women's World Cup in Canada, play at a high level, and perhaps play in Brazil for one last hurrah in the 2016 Olympics. But I've known Abby since 2003, 2004, a class act on and off the field.
Well, Michael, you're a class act as well. We just want to say that. We appreciate you being on our show this whole year and look forward to a great 2014. And, again, get those frequent flyer miles all lined up for Brazil, because it's certainly going to be, you're going to be doing a lot of traveling in 2014.
Thank you so very much for being part of our show. And we wish you enjoy the best New Year that you can possibly have. So thank you, and Happy New Year.
Joe and Andrew, Happy New Year to you, too. Joyce says Happy New Year, and a happy, healthy, and prosperous one as well to you and your families.
Thank you, my brother. We'll talk to you again next year.
For sure.
Okay, bye-bye. Right. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll wrap up 2013 next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hello, I'm Tony DiCicco. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, and I'm listening here to WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me? And now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father. But I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call LiveWire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Well, that's going to about do it for the show. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcar-Siriani. Joe?
It's just been a wonderful year, Andrew, and I look forward to the next year. And with all the sponsors, we want to thank all the sponsors that made this show possible, the radio station, Bob, and everybody, and the two bots. So thank you, and Happy New Year to everyone.
And thanks to Sean Somerville of the Lancers. Lancers home on Wednesday, 3 p.m., New Year's Day against Missouri. Be sure to be there. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Michael Lewis, Dick Howard, Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday for our first show of 2014, 6:30 on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, WYSL, 92.1 FM at 1040 a.m., and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Have a happy new year, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.